Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If it's the NFL's John Madden Thanksgiving celebration, it's on Westwood One. It's time to tear into today's first turducken. Let's head to Detroit and join Jason Benetti and Ryan Leaf.
It's time for the Packers and the Lions. Last year, Detroit broke a 7-game losing streak on Thanksgiving thanks to the Chicago Bears time management festival.
Dobbs in motion, right to left. Love waving his right hand. Claps his hand, stops the right foot, takes the snap, wastes time. He backpedals, he whistles it wide to the left side, and puts it right there for Dobbs. A Green Bay touchdown on fourth down for Romeo Dobbs.
Jason Benetti, my inspiration, Robert Griffin III, Alexa Landestoy is downstairs.
What's up with this hat? This looks phenomenal.
I mean, I've seen it all year long, and it's just breathtaking.
You're just
so
you're just doing it better than all of us right now.
But
Jason,
only one of us is the sheriff.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is
Jason Benetti.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's true, Spiegs. I'm driving down I-10 on my way to Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm like, oh, I get to listen to the game. I was like, oh, Jason's calling the game. So it's like having an old friend tell me what's going on with the Packers and the Lions.
It's amazing. You were out of town, and you got back to where you needed to be. And so did Jason Benetti, because he is the greatest American hero.
It's true.
To withstand all airport travel disasters, as did Lawrence Holmes. But Jason, congrats on your superpowers of surviving Thanksgiving travel. And oh yeah, good job on the game and all that. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. I survived early lunch at Dallas Love Field. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thank you for the musical intro. We covered a lot of ground already. It's been a pleasure.
Well, before we get into some of the hardcore Packers and Lions stuff, I would like to just tip my cap to you, sir. I thought that your handling of Ryan's emotions.
Ryan Leaf, the broadcast partner.
Yes. Inside the game, where that doesn't ordinarily happen, even on a radio broadcast, where he needed a minute to talk about some stuff, and you let him talk about the stuff. And I thought it was just great. And I was like, you know what? It's another piece of proof that Jason Benetti is a wonderful human being.
It sounds like what I used to do with Parkins, doesn't it? Just like let him work his stuff out for the most part.
I think that's probably correct.
All right. Well, go ahead, Jason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On that?
Used to or still do? I think Ryan is a really interesting guy. I really like Ryan. I think he's got a very open heart. I think he's a really deep guy. He's obviously been through a lot of very public things. But, you know, in that moment, I felt the energy coming off of him. And I think over time, you kind of sense that with partners. But, you know, his family matters to him. And he was talking a little bit about family and the military background and his family. And I mean, there's no second and eight play that is going to trump that for me.
That's cool. I mean, Thanksgiving is a unique animal to do a game on, isn't it? Because sometimes you have people driving around doing their errands like Lawrence. Sometimes you got people cooking. Like you're part of you're part of the fabric of American life in a big way that day.
You make me sound like Ira Glass. I appreciate it. Act one, football. So the thing about Thanksgiving and the NCAA tournament specifically, like growing up, 90s, very early 2000s kid, we would drive from house to house on Thanksgiving or around during the NCAA tournament. And that voice you heard of David Lee saying, "If it's the NFL on Thanksgiving, right? It's Westwood One, and it's
let's head to Detroit and join Jason Benetti."
My God, Optimus Prime has entered the building.
There's not enough igneous rock to gargle with to get down there in the world. So, like, that dude and his iconic sound makes me, even as a 40-something now, just say, like, yeah, I really think it's awesome to be a part of that. Westwood One is like one of the last bastions of creative play-by-play radio. They love vivid imagery. Hmm. They love the actual detail of the moment. Like Howie Denaroff ran that place for a long, long time and was phenomenal. Mike Eby has replaced him now as the leader of Westwood One Sports. And it's just one of these brands that, thank goodness, it has persisted because it is so consistently great. The people that, like, I'm just honored to be honestly, truly, the list of people that have done games on there is like, it's nonsense how good of a group they have. And we all do it in large part because it's so much fun to do. But to your point, Thanksgiving on the radio, like, people are in their cars, and I have very vivid memories of doing that as well. So true, like, I don't overuse this very much, but it is like an honor to do that game.
That's really cool. Yeah, it's funny. I remember doing an XRT shift on a Thursday morning and being like, people are making cookies and making turkeys and doing everything, and like, to be part of the action. All right, you saw a game. You saw a really interesting, good game between the Packers and the Lions. We don't know what Jordan Love we're going to get. Which one did you get? Because week to week, he can be kind of a crazy train.
Yeah, I think it was kind of both, you know, but we didn't see turnovers. Like, he stayed away from turnovers for a Lions defense. And I know they were, you know, they're without at least one piece back there, Kirby Joseph. But we didn't see turnovers, and we saw them really successful on fourth down. I think Romeo Doubs can be a problem. Even without Tucker Kraft, like, they have, I would say, enough in the receiving core. But, man, that run game was consistently good. Like, Josh Jacobs is tough to tackle. But truly, my takeaway is that Packers defense is, like, the quintessential NFL defense nowadays. Like, the teams don't throw the ball deep on them. They don't. Like, they see some of the fewest deep balls in the league. Hmm. They get pressure with four pretty consistently. Their blitz rate on pass downs going into that game was 30th in the NFL, pass blitz rate.
Wow.
But their pressure rate was in the top half of the league. I know Micah Parsons is a big part of that, and very rightfully so. But that defense is a problem.
But that's interesting that because that's why they wanted Micah so much is so they could play that style, not just for him individually, but so they could hold true to that style. Right, Jason?
That's exactly it. And so you have Rashawn Gary, who kind of gets lost in the shuffle because Micah Parsons puts up enormous numbers. But we saw, the Lions, they were without Amon-Ra St. Brown very early in that game. So we didn't see the Lions in full capacity. But they went with a lot of big sets, multi-tight end, fullback stuff, moving the tight end to cover Micah Parsons, who leads the league in double teams still, I believe, after this past weekend. I haven't looked this morning. But he still gets there, right? So you do have to shift your offense in part because of his impact. We know that, but they're good enough on the back end to handle receivers as well.
Watching Micah Parsons in 12 and a half sacks, he was phenomenal on Thanksgiving. Your call of the sack where he chases Goff down, it's got to be nightmare fuel for Goff, because in the first game, there was a sack that was similar, where it feels like a horror movie, Jason, where there's Jared Goff like getting outside the pocket and chasing him down with all of that fervor is Micah Parsons. He is terrifying to deal with, and I wonder how the Bears are going to try and get him off of his game.
Yeah, I wonder. I think you have to show him multiple looks, right? Now I really sound like a coach for sure. But the problem with that is it does take your tight end out of the game some, right? Like, you're impacting the route running ability of somebody if you're going to chip him and you're going to double team him and all that stuff. And if you slide protections, then what does it do to the backside or whatever it might be? So I do wonder what they're going to do. I will say that one of the other notable things to me was just how much he impacted the ability of Jared Goff to play action. Like, his feet were not set very much at all to make a throw because he's sliding those subtle movements in the pocket. And, Caleb versus Micah Parsons is such an interesting matchup. Because from everything I heard from college coaches, and we covered Caleb maybe five times when he was in college, every college coach, defensive coordinator used the phrase or word cage, right? Like, keep him in the pocket, cage him in the pocket. But Utah brought some heat a couple of times. And I just wonder how Caleb's counter punches, now a couple years into his NFL career, will look against Micah Parsons.
Boy, it's a great question, especially since it's the same offensive principles at play. Ben Johnson's old offense versus Ben Johnson's new offense. It's been fascinating to watch Caleb develop and mature, really, like, in real time. To hear him say after one game, like, I had to get myself in a better headspace because that happened 2 weeks ago and I didn't get myself in a better headspace. Like, he's a kid being asked to do all of this. It's fascinating. What are your impressions of him from afar, from what you've been able to see in a town where I think we're learning the quarterback matters a little bit less if you run the ball like crazy and have a really good team and culture and coach?
Yeah, how about Kyle Manungai? I mean, like, not just him, but the whole run game. Like, this whole thing, Caleb, for me, Caleb Williams' journey begins at USC. It's where I saw him first in person, live, real time. I mean, I know he's at Oklahoma beforehand, but he was such a fixer for them a couple of years ago. And when you're in the mindset of being the guy, and I'm not going to say he was working alone because he had talented players, but there were times where it felt like he was such an unbelievable fixer for them that if he didn't do it, it wasn't going to happen, especially with a defense that was underfunded in the talent department at points. So Caleb as a fixer, I would say, and without talking to him at length about this as an NFL player, so it is, it is some guesswork here, but I do think when you've been on teams that maybe underachieved a little bit and you've been the fixer, to not be the fixer seems like you're not doing your job. And I think everybody has to grow together with somebody who's played the role of a fixer, so that person can just do it's probably not 1 out of 11, right? It's like 3 out of 11. There's some superhuman work that has to go on at quarterback, let's be honest. But I do think psychologically that's an interesting progression that I would imagine he has in part worked through, especially considering what Lincoln Riley said about his quarterback position last year without Caleb Williams and noticing how much Caleb did fix. So I think from both sides, you saw that at USC, and then you come into the league and there's all the strife around Caleb and everything that happened in front of us at Thanksgiving. Like it just feels a little bit more like he's centered in what he has to do watching from a distance.
When you see the Packers at the beginning of the season, they look like the best team in the NFC. Then there's the weird tie against the Cowboys, and the defense doesn't look quite right. Then they rattle off three in a row. Then they have a lull where you go, oh, they are really struggling right now. How did they steer themselves out of the mini losing streak to now go on another three-game win streak?
Yeah, those back-to-back losses, what, Carolina, Philadelphia, right? You run into a Philly team that knows how to play defense, so you're going to end up in a meat grinder a little bit there. The Carolina loss at home was bizarre, and it felt like the offense just didn't have the gusto. And the Tucker Kraft injury, obviously, is a major problem with how much value he provides. To me, it feels like the run game, right? And the inventiveness with which they've used the pass game off of the run game as well. I think Christian Watson being back and healthy and actually fully up to speed in the offense is important. But the run game, to me, is the whole driving force here.
Does Dan Campbell know how to call plays? What did you take away from your Lions experience? I don't know if it should feel quite as messy as it feels, and maybe it doesn't feel that way up close, but it feels that way from afar.
You know, it's interesting. I did the preseason games on TV for the Lions too, so we spent some time with Dan in August, and you know, the play calling thing, I think, is a little bit less of a deal than, number one, the injuries, which I'm not going to stand behind that for any longer than 5 seconds, but the injuries are real. Like, Laporta, not having him is a problem. Amon-Ra getting hurt in that game is a problem, right? They just don't have the same guns. But I think we're seeing the undeniable novelty of Ben Johnson's mind. Like, it's a very difficult guy to replace in terms of the creativity of the play calling. And I also think, you know, we said it during the radio broadcast, and I do think it's interesting when you have such belief in aggressive play style. Dan Campbell has gotten so much mileage out of the fourth down stuff, out of going for it, out of being aggressive. But the drumbeat is starting on, if you don't have the personnel to go for it all the time, do you need to play an entirely different game in terms of your fourth down decision making? That, to me, is the most interesting psychological piece of the Lions right now. They have a very clear direction and a very clear idea of what they want to be offensively and how they want to be the ones who knock, in Walter White terms, right? But can you actually be that if you don't have the personnel to skate by on a fourth and three? I don't know. And then at that point, you kind of have an existential question of which are you for the remainder of the season? And this is coming off of losses in 2 of 3 games. So then you have that kind of dread along with it. And I don't know what they are. And I think they have to figure it out too.
I know that you've got at least one Bears fan group chat. What are people saying in the group chat about the Bears?
You know what? I don't have like a big group chat. People know better than having me in group chats because usually I just mute them. Like I just can't handle the large group. People like our reporter for the Tigers, Daniela Bruce, is a chronic heart thumbs upper. Like, the clubhouse is open at 4:15. Thumbs up. Stop it. Stop it. We know you read it. It's a text message. Don't worry, she's not learning about this now. I've crushed her on our broadcast for it. Like, I get so sick of people standing on ceremony in group messages, and then it becomes like Joe and Frank have like a little mini vendetta. The only group chat I have is for this fantasy football league. This fantasy football league that I've had since I was in high school, Right. And it's just like random smack talk and like complaining about the rules and how ESPN does waiver procedures. And all I do is jump in there and snipe every once in a while. And then there's like a picture of me with a cowboy hat. And the most recent topic that involved me was one of my games caused one of their favorite team's games to be joined in progress. And it was like, JB, get off our television. We're trying to watch the other game.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting social dynamic. This is stuff our parents had no direction for us about at all. We're all on our own.
Speaks, ask him your question. Ask him the question.
Okay, look, I loved so much that this reporter from CBS News brought a family heirloom, the Nelly Fox bat that he got from his cousin Jim, onto the plane where the Pope was flying. And was able to tell him the whole story and hand him the bat. But what I loved more was the Pope just handing the bat to some lackey. Like, this is great. Thanks so much.
Put this in the White Sox room.
Put this Nelly Fox bat in my Hall of Fame room at the Vatican next to, what did you say, Tanny? It should be.
Yeah, the Rudy Law batting gloves. Put it right over there next to those.
There's a Craig Graybeck mug that says Little Hurt that I got at a White Hen. It can go with that. So what item would you give the Pope for his Hall of Fame room? White Sox related, because that's what he needs.
I would get Gene Honda to call him and just say 27 Chris Snowpack.
That might mean something to the Pope.
He might start crying.
It might be an emotional thing.
I just like that the Pope has Tony Hale from Veep.
He sure does.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
He has to, because he's got everything guy in that room.
Oh, man. But the Nelly Fox, we're convinced there's a Hall of Fame room with like cement walls and arched doorways. And every jersey he's ever been given is hung somehow with concrete nails.
And Chuck is in there, too.
Latin etchings.
It's all of those things. Jason, we know that you got to get out of town. So thank you. We appreciate you jumping on with us and having some fun. Talk to you soon. Continued success and great work.
Thank you all.
Love
talk
you.
To you soon.
He's the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.